Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to the Jeremiah Bostic Show. And of course, and yes, I am your host, Jeremiah Bostic, here to give you motivation and inspiration throughout the masses, just to get you through to the end of the week. We have an interesting show for you all today, so sit back and relax and lend me your ear just for a little while as we get to discussing 2023 and what might possibly happen in 2024. Just remember to keep in the back of your mind that the copyright disclaimer under Section 107 is in effect. All right. Now that we have that out of the way, I would hope that at the beginning of the week, you've already taken the time needed to get yourself together. You might have had a hard day at work, or you're on your break, whatever the case may be. I just want you to remember the Most High God gave us the gift of breath. And during those times that we struggle or that we are multitasking or any other strenuous thing that we're doing, we must stop, take a step back, and take a deep breath. Inhale, bringing all the gifts of life into our lungs, and then exhale all the junk and the stress of the day. Breathe in and then let it go. Let it go and let it go. And with that, we will be right back.
Hey, man, how you doing out there? I hope your answer is well. But whether it is or it's not, I want you to come over here to the MediaCast One and take a listen to this show called Black Men Talking. Guess who's doing the talking? Black men doing all the talking. We're talking about things that black men need to get off their chest. Come on, I invite you to join the conversation at Black Men Talking. Let's have a funky good time.
Hello, everyone. This is Nicole, CEO and founder of Soul Stash Studio, A Creative Adventure. I'm super excited to announce my newest publication, Soul Stash Journals, A Mindful Approach to Creative Writing. It's a series of journals that allow the reader to immerse themselves in a different creative art projects, and it's filled with different writing prompts and artistic activities that are designed to promote creative literacy. Our second publication, 52 Weeks of Art, is currently in the final stage of edits and should be published by this summer of 2023. You can find all of our creative projects at soulstashstudio.com, and we are also hosting a national art contest for our upcoming studio in Loveland, Colorado, which you can also find more details about on our website. Not only are we opening this private art studio, but we are expanding into the local artistic communities to engage and empower and encourage other artists to explore their own personal creative abilities. So if you're looking for a creative adventure too, check us out on our website, soulstashstudio.com.
All right, folks. We are ready to start the show. And before I do, I just want to give all the listeners a big thanks and a big thank you. So thank you. So far, the show has been going pretty well. Our number count has increased, so that lets me know we have something that works for you. I just ask that you continue to like the episodes, and if you don't, well, don't lie about it. Just do nothing. All right. And for those of you who are new to the show, please hit the subscribe button, because as I like to say, you are bound to find something of interest if you keep coming back. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and start the show. I have a special guest in the house. He is a good friend of mine. He's more like a brother to me. And he's made an appearance on the Danger Zone podcast. He is also an around-the-way business and entrepreneurial owner of a music company, and which I will let him talk about that little later. All right? But Bernard Thompson, everybody. What's going on, Bernard? You there?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I'm glad that, you had the time to come hang out with us today, you know, with the JB1 crew. Basically wanted to talk to you a little bit about 2023 and what to expect in 2024. You know, we're just guessing here. Seems like that's what everyone is doing during the beginning of the year. And I know a lot of times, you know, I'll get on YouTube just to see what the predictions are, and there's hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of predictions for 2024, you know. But 2023 for me was a horrible, horrible year. 2022 to 2023. Okay. It was really bad. You know, I almost lost my home, but you know, I got it straightened out now. My job, you know, I got COVID twice, you know? So, I don't know. Share with us, you know, some of the things that, you didn't like about 2023, if there are any, you know, you know, just shoot the breeze with us.
Yeah. Well, 2023 was kind of a difficult year. I'm sure not just for me, but for a lot of people, especially when you look at, you know, the economy, you know, all the wars that's going on, inflation, price of food, price of gasoline, you name it, it's just hard. Even when you look at, employment, you know, how the employment rate is bad and has a lot of people that are unemployed. And, you know, even when you look at like homelessness, you know, or families that are out on the street, you know, it's been pretty rough for everybody in 2023. I just kind of look at that time this past year as a source of reflection, so to speak, right? So I had a lot of ups and downs, went through a lot of struggles, but I always kept my head above water and try to do my best to look at the brighter parts of the day, the brighter parts of the month, the brighter parts of the year.
Yeah.
And I want to put all that behind me. So my focus going into 2024 is to kind of use all those issues, all those problems that I had to overcome in 2023. Mm-hmm. And kind of use that as food for thought, you know, as an example of some of the things that I've been through, and then look at 2024 as a reflection of 2023, just to make it better.
Yeah.
Just to make it better. So my whole goal is just to, kind of put 2023 in the past, because it wasn't a great year for me and my family. You know, we had some ups and downs. We had some medical issues within our family. We had some financial struggles, mm-hmm. you know, within our family. So, my whole outlook is a positive outlook for 2024.
Okay. Did you set any New Year's resolutions like millions of Americans usually do every year?
No, I try not to set resolutions. You know, mm-hmm. what I try to do is make a reflection on the things that I've done in the past and try to do better.
Yeah.
Right. Because resolutions 9 times out of 10 are broken. But if you can set realistic goals, you know, no matter if they're small or if they're big, I think that's more attainable than doing a resolution. Because mm-hmm. most of the resolutions that people put up, they're unrealistic or unobtainable. But if you make small strides, small goals, I think those are better than setting resolution.
Now, do you write your goals down like I do? I have to write them down and write down exactly what I want, how I'm going to achieve it, how long it's going to take, because, you know, my brain can't maintain all that information in my brain, so I have to write it down, you know?
Yeah, actually, I do. You know, I do keep a, I'm not going to say a diary, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I do have a book that I use to kind of keep me focused, because, you know, it's easy to lose focus. So I write down a list of things that I want to accomplish and how I want to accomplish those. And I try to mark, you know, every one of those off the list.
Yeah.
And usually if I stay consistent, you know, and kind of keep to the plan, most of the time I'm successful at going that route.
Mm. You know, one of the most disappointing things of 2023 was the amount of homeless people that accumulated in the United States over the last year. You know, looking under bridges, you know, the population has increased. And, you know, I think back to now, you know, in Chicago, they're having a problem. I think it's either East or South Chicago. They're having a problem placing the homeless and keeping them warm and giving them food to eat and having them with services, mainly because you have migrants who then came in. And so the city of Chicago is now putting their resources and people's taxes into the migrants in order to get them, you know, situated. And at the same time, you know, your homeless are suffering. You know, I see it all over when I went to Miami, you know, hundreds of them under, I guess it's called Overtown or something like that. I can't remember. LA, when I was visiting LA, they took up the whole block. You know, this is a pretty long block. San Antonio, you know, the population of homeless is growing, you know, downtown. Austin, Texas is getting worse. You know, it just seems that, you know, America is dropping the ball, you know, for 2023. And I'd hate to see what things would look like in 2024. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. I think we need to, you know, especially our leaders, you know, we need to come together and try to figure out a way to attack the homeless situation. You know, use some of the resources, you know, that we have. You know, each state have resources that they can use to kind of curb, you know, the population of the homeless. And now I'm seeing more and more families. You know, it's not just a man or a woman out there, but you got families, you know, who are homeless, you know, living in shelters or living out on the streets. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of great organizations out there. You know, like, for instance, here in San Antonio, you got Haven for Hope, you know, Sam Ministries. You know, a lot of these places do come together and they try to house, you know, a lot of the homeless. But I just think it's more, you know, as a community, as a state, as a government, mm-hmm. That they can do to try to help some of these people. You know, it's not a a lifelong lifeline. Some of these people just need, you know, a hand up, not a handout, just a hand up,
right.
Something to put them back on their feet. You know, it could have been a loss of a job. You know, someone could have had, you know, some type of emotional breakdown. Who knows the reason why people are put in these situations? But, you know, as a community or as people, we should try to look for ways to try to help each other. And I think that's where we're at with this homeless situation.
Mm-hmm. Did you happen to see a spiritual change in 2023?
I did, you know, and I'm not going to say it's for the best. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of seemed like families, you know, households are kind of getting away from, you know, the grassroots religion, you know, like actually having faith and believing, you know, in the Most High or in a higher power, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like, you know, even going into some of the entertainment, into the music, you know, it's almost like people are losing faith.
Yeah.
You know, that a lot of people don't believe, you know, or don't have a reason to believe. And, you know, we're living in some hard times.
Yeah.
You know, and the times that we're living in, you got to believe in something. You know, you got to have some faith in something, you know, in order to try to go, you know, down the right path.
Yeah. But, you know, it's hard to have faith, you know, when you see, you know, the interest rates going up and going up and going up. You know, when you barely have enough money to, you know, survive when, you know, 10 years ago you had the money. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, I make this joke now that, you know, because chicken is, you know, a pack of chicken, I guess 10, you know, you're looking at maybe $15, $16 now. And, you know, I'm like, well, is this chicken special or something? What you know what I mean? What is special about this chicken that it costs $15, $16, you know? It's just ridiculous. I remember when a Snickers bar was 25 cents. Now it's $2.15 climbing up, you know, slowly. You know, fuel prices are fluctuating, so it's harder for people to get to work. And, you know, me, I have to manage my money very carefully just to put gas in the tank, just to go to work to make less money. You know, because the government, for some reason, especially in 2023 last year, they crept up on us, you know, and especially the middle class. So, yeah, 2023, something spiritual is, you know, had taken place. And it, like you said before, it's not for the best. I believe that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, like one of the things, not to kind of go off topic or anything, but, you know, even the working class, you know, it seemed like a lot of employers, right, they just kind of do away with, you know, regular pay increases or even a cost of living allowance. Right.
Yeah.
So inflation and taxes, everything's going up, but our pay is staying the same.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Now,
so, you know,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh,
no, I was just saying, you know, like, hey, if you want to try to help, you know, help the public, help the community, help families, then, man, we all got to be on the same page. You know, if I can get up and go to work and give you 110%, right, then the least you can do is compensate me properly for that.
Right. I wanted to go ahead and just throw in there that 22 states at the beginning of January 1st have pay raise increases. And then, you know, you have the other 20 some odd states who still remain at $7.25 an hour, Texas being one of them.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's like these people either don't care or they're clueless to what's going on. You know, so I don't know. 2023 is something else.
Yeah, that's why I just want to put that year behind me. And it's not even just 2023. It's been pretty common, you know, these last few years, mm-hmm. right? Ever since, to be honest, ever since we came out of that last recession, it's just been a constant battle, you know, just to put 10 toes on the ground, just to be able to stand firm and find a solid foundation. It's been pretty hard. You know, that's why I'm looking at 2024, you know, this up and coming year mm-hmm. as a year of change. You know, it's kind of like insanity, right? If you keep doing the same thing over and over, yeah. expecting different results, then that's insane, right? So at some point, you got to try something different.
Right, right. Okay, so before, I got two clips to go ahead and play about the year in review of 2023, and also got some predictions. That was supposed to take place in 2023. Some of them came true. Some of them didn't.
Okay.
So, you know, it'd be interesting to hear that. But before we get to it, what do you see happening in 2024? What is your prediction? What is the Bernard Thompson prediction of 2024?
Well, my prediction in 2024 is, hopefully we'll be able to curb some of the aggression, you know, that's worldwide, that we can find some type of way to find peace. You know, so many wars and so many different countries, you know, there's so many things happening right here in this country ourselves, as far as, you know, anti-Semitism, racism, you know, it's so many different things. But in 2024, I see us getting past some of those major issues that's dividing the country, and at this point, dividing the world. So I'm hoping for a peaceful transition into this new year, and I'm hoping that everybody can kind of depend on each other to pull us out of this rut that we've been in.
But don't you think that all the troubles of this country and all the troubles in the world and people going at it with each other, not getting along with each other, you know, dealing with racism, do you believe that that's what's supposed to probably happen?
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes you got to pay attention, you know, to the things that's going on around you.
Yeah.
You know, we all see the signs, right? So we just got to hope that people look at those signs and realize that, hey, we're living in those times, you know, those biblical times, right?
The Great Tribulation.
Look at the Great Tribulation. I'm telling you, you know, get in your Bible, you know, read some scriptures. You can kind of see some of the stuff that we're going through right now has been talked about for hundreds of years. You know, at some point, we got to pay attention. Got to pay attention to the signs that's going on around us.
Yep, yep. And folks, you know, I want you to take the time out sometime during the day or during the night before you, you know, go to sleep. You know, ask y'all to personally interject into your life and change the things that you would like to change, make things better for you, make things your life better, because I believe that things that are happening now, the bad things that are happening now, is going to continue happening, and is going to continue happening around the entire world. But you can be safe as an individual as long as you keep Christ in your heart, and you know, do what's right. All right, so I just want you guys to keep that in mind, all right? So we're going to go ahead and go to a year in review, 2023. And you can find this on YouTube, Time Magazine, okay? They got 1.3 million subscribers. So, you know, I guess if you like Time Magazine, you know, or if you're a Time Magazine subscriber, you can also subscribe to them on YouTube, all right? So let's go ahead and play.
2023 was a year of disruption. The year began with historic Oscar wins. And the Super Bowl performance heard across the world. Major companies were under fire.
May I suggest respectfully that Ticketmaster ought to look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. It's me.
Yes or no? Can you do surveillance of other Americans?
We will protect the U.S. user data and fire it all from all unwanted foreign access. It's a commitment that we've given to the committee.
As well as political figures.
Where's Hunter? I am here.
Artificial intelligence took center stage in the tech world.
This is a remarkable time to be working on artificial intelligence. But as this technology advances, we understand that people are anxious.
And questions about signs of intelligent life in outer space made their way to Congress.
I was informed in the course of my official duties of a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program.
2023 underscored the undeniable reality of climate change as the hottest year in recorded history. As the war in Ukraine continued, another war struck. Leading to global divides, hostage negotiations, and calls for ceasefire. Decisions with staggering impact were made, both domestically and internationally.
On Wednesday, when I was briefed on the balloon, I ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible.
Would
you still refer to President Xi as a dictator?
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is running a country that is based on a form of government totally different than ours.
The United States began the process for the next presidential election.
Do you think there is any Democrat who could defeat Donald Trump other than you?
Probably 50 of them. I'm not the only one to defeat him, but I will defeat him.
Celebrities got candid as world leaders came and went.
Okay, so I just wanted to go ahead and play about 3 minutes of that. So you can pretty much get the gist of certain things if you forgot what happened or what was going on in 2023. So one thing that I completely forgot about, which I'm surprised that I did, was 2023 had the hottest record. And I'm talking about in Texas. Man, it was hot. You know?
Yep, that's climate change for you right there. You still got some non-believers out there that don't believe it, you know, but the proof is there. You know, when you look at, you know, all the fires, you know, all the icebergs melting, you know, all the different changes in weather, you know, when you look at so many different things, you know, you gotta believe that, you know, we are a major cause of that climate change. You know, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. That is something that we really need to look at trying to get a hold on. You know, we're tearing this world apart.
Yeah, but you know what? We might be tearing it apart. You know, global warming might be happening, but I believe it was meant to be. I think this is what's supposed to happen. You know, to lead us up into the end of the war. I mean, the end of the world. you know, or the end of an age.
Yeah. Or a new beginning, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if you believe, I'll just say this right quick, but you know, the Bible says, Esau is the end and Jacob is the beginning. So right now we know who's in charge of, things that are going on around the world. So, you know, things are going to get better, folks. Somewhere down the line, it's going to get better, you know. As Bernard said before, just read your Bible and you know, learn. All right. So,
yeah.
Anything else you wanted to discuss before I go ahead and play the next clip?
I just want to touch on one little thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like the whole climate has changed. And I'm not talking about temperature wise. I'm talking about like our leaders. You know, when you start looking at our leaders, and I'm not pointing out any specific party, you know, be it Republican or Democratic or independent, whatever it is, you know, it seems like we can't trust these people anymore, you know, and I hate to say that, you know, but you got so much bickering going on and so much back and forth that you're not seeing any real results.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you try to say, oh, you know what, I'm going to vote for this guy, you know, because he, you know, he spoke on a good campaign. He made some good points, some of the points that I like. But once these guys get into office, right, none of those points get achieved.
Right.
None of them. They become a party line, right? And they just want to do whatever the party wants to do. And you're not really doing anything that you were elected to do. That I just want to throw that out there because that's one little thing that kind of bothers me.
Sure.
You know, if we take the time, you know, to put you in office, least you can do is take care of your people, be a voice for your people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're right about that. Yeah. Okay. The next clip and the final clip is going to be about, the predictions of, what were the predictions in 2022 leading into 2023? Okay. And as you listen to these predictions, I want you to determine if whatever they predicted actually happened in 2023, all right? It's a pretty short video. Here we go.
Asking an AI, what will happen in 2023?
In the year 2023, war breaks out between China and the United States. The population drops drastically as a result of wars and natural disasters, and the stock market crashes due to a major financial crisis. Earthquakes, tsunamis, and typhoons destroy vast parts of Asia, Europe, and America as well.
Asking an AI, what will...
Okay. Well, I think AI got it wrong. 3 out of 4 is not bad, I guess, huh? As far as getting it wrong.
Yeah. Pretty close, though.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Well, before we go ahead and close it out, do you see what are... Okay, you already told us the predictions that you think will happen in 2024. Do you see anything bad happening? Like, I believe that California is going to get hit with another earthquake, but this earthquake is going to be really, really, really big. So what do you think, something that's going to stand out this year? What do you think that would be?
I think something that's going to stand out, on a global stage is, like China and Taiwan, just for instance, or even Russia trying to push into some of the European nations. I think there's some bigger things globally that we need to look out for. And even something locally, like our presidency, you know, I think whoever's elected president got some big shoes to fill. you know, if we keep our current president or if another president is elected, at this point, we need somebody strong to take us through 2024 and be able to address some of these global issues that we are having.
Do you think that if Trump becomes president again over Biden, that the country will go into turmoil as far as riots and things like that? Or let's say Biden wins again. You know, the Trump party, you know, or Trump's followers might go ahead and say, you know what? Just lose it. What do you think on that note?
That's a tricky question. And the reason why I say that is some of the Trump loyalists, right? Some of these guys have some extreme beliefs, you know, and everybody, not saying everybody that's with Trump, but the majority of his followers, you know, if they can't get what they want, then they will look to violence, you know, because that's what he promotes.
Yeah.
Right. They will look to try to divide this country even more. Right. Because, you know, it's easier to conquer when you're divided. Right. And then on the other extreme, you know, when we're looking at Biden, like say if Biden get reelected, some of the issues that he run on, you know, I won't agree 100% with those either. That's why. You know, when you go to the polls, you know, when you go to the polls and make this decision, you need to look at everything, you know, even all the indictments and all the accusations that's going at Trump, or even some of the issues with Biden as far as his cognitive ability. You know, at some point we need to look at the age of a person, you know, when it comes to leading this country, because the leader of the United States is the leader of the world. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, this year I refrain from voting. I will vote for my local government because they affect me more. But yeah, Trump, Biden, I'm not interested this year. Just not interested. So.
Sad to say, but there's probably a lot of people that feel like that.
Mm-hmm. But just remember,
choices are still.
Yeah, just remember though that whoever becomes president, I believe, and this is just my belief, that whoever becomes president, God put them there, and there's a reason behind it. Maybe to continue the process to Armageddon.
I don't know. Hey, I agree. That's a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. All right. Quote of the week comes from Stephen M. Hitchcock. He says, "In this new year, be grateful that God has given you victory over many things over the past year." End quote. All right, Bernard, before we go ahead and get out of here, let everyone know about your music that you're pushing and how can they go ahead and contact you or listen to some of the music and purchase it if, you know, if necessary, if need be.
Well, you can, on all streaming platforms, you can look up Mr. Bernard. And that's under Tone Deaf Music Group. There is some music out there that I think can be heard by anybody, or anyone can get a good understanding or a good feeling from it. It's just some feel-good music. So yeah, just look up Mr. Bernard and look up Tone Deaf Music Group. And there's a lot of other artists on there that you can follow and look up, like Northwest Rider. You can click on some of his links, go like his YouTube, Facebook pages. Just kind of keep it in mind, and keep an open eye, open mind, and go out there and stream it.
All right. And with that, before we get out of here, I want to make sure that people know this is the first time that I am mentioning it. The Danger Zone will be no more. But I am, we are going to replace it with Black Men Talk. Okay. Hold up, Black Men Talking.
Hold up.
Yeah. And me, Jeremiah Bostic, will be a host. Bernard Thompson and Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. Anthony Hickman. we will be the three guests. And hey, we're going to do what it do. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I want everyone to get behind it. I want you guys to go ahead and look out for it. Possibly might hit in June, maybe a little bit before then. But yeah, stay tuned. All right. And hey, Bernard, thank you for coming on to the
anytime,
show.
Anytime, brother. Anytime, man. I'm always there for you.
All right. Bernard Thompson, everybody. All right, y'all. We're about ready to wrap it up. But remember, this is a new year with new possibilities, new chances, and changing the thing you can change, and not to look back, but move forward. Keep the Most High Yah in your life and continue to build a relationship with Him, for He is worthy to be praised. God bless, keep yourself safe, and shalom. See y'all next Wednesday.